This presentation was put together a little bit before, and I didn't take the time to go back and change and update that part of it. So, anyway, like you said, it's effects of cotton variety selection and irrigation levels on economic returns on the Southern High Plains. And I think we've kind of had the debate of the day is pickers versus strippers, and we'll get a little bit into that. A little bit of background into it. Technology, especially with our seeds and new varieties and new germplasms are coming out. Producers have many different options when they choose, their seed varieties and how they're going to manage them. And kind of the proper management is critical to basically the producer's net returns and also managing their risk associated with production. The objectives of this study are to look at the impacts of variety selection on the producer's gross margin, look at the interaction between water and varieties and its effects on gross margins, and then to look at the gross margins under different scenarios of limited irrigation water and its allocation. Basically, the data from this study was collected from trials at the AgCares Research Farm in La Mesa, Texas. And basically, there were three varieties looked at during these trials. Two of them, a Fibermax and a Stoneville, they represent the indeterminate picker, quote, picker type varieties. And then the Paymaster represents the older determinate stripper type varieties that have been the common use or more common before now. Then three different irrigation levels were looked at, the base irrigation level, and then plus 25% of that and minus 25% of that. Basically, the base irrigation level that was used was basically all the capacity that was available to water the field that was there, and it ended up targeting about 75% of the evapotranspiration or over the season. To analyze this, production functions were estimated for each variety for yield and the quality attributes to determine the price. And the pricing for this was the daily price estimation system at Texas Tech, which is based on actual market prices and market sales. And the 05-06 marketing year was what was used for the pricing for this, as I'll talk about that a little bit later. The three irrigation scenarios that we looked at were the base irrigation, which is the whole field was applied with that. The other one is half of it was watered at the plus 25 with water that was taken away from the rest of the field. And then the third scenario had each of the three with a third of the field being watered at the 0.75, the base irrigation. And then that water was used to apply another third at 125% of the base irrigation. This was looked at kind of to look at and see questions have been before, if I take water from one and apply more water to the other, can I have a higher return doing that by taking water away from half of the field and applying it to more where I make more on that one half of the field? Will that give me a higher return? Kind of to go into the results here, as you can see, the two quote picker type varieties both demonstrated higher yields, approximately 100 pound increase at the lower irrigation level, and then the same for each irrigation level. One of the interesting things that was seen in it is that the Stoneville variety here showed a higher yield at all the water levels over even the Fibermax, which was also quote a picker type variety. And one kind of hypothesis that we've had for this is that at this AgCares location, there is a nematode problem. And in other trials that have been run at Lubbock and La Mesa, the Stoneville variety is always shown to be one of the top performers under nematode, with showing less damage and higher yields under the presence of nematodes. So that was one reasoning why this possibly could be true between the difference in the two picker type varieties. Then when we go to look at the average net returns, you can see that when we applied the extra 25% irrigation on there, we didn't help ourselves out there. We actually hurt ourselves on the stripper type variety. But under the picker type varieties, we were able to increase it with the extra water that was available. On these, it's actually the gross margins. All it is their production costs and revenues of production. Government payments are not accounted for. And additionally, that could have a major, or not really implication in the rankings of them, but in the actual numbers, is the 05, 06, we're now at a lot higher prices than we were in that marketing year. Here's kind of a graph that demonstrates, based on the variance and standard deviations, when this was, the results were simulated using Scimitar, of what the probabilities of gross margins were, with the red representing a probability of having a gross margin of less than $50, and anything in green having a gross margin of greater than $50. And you can see everywhere here that your upside potential shows to be a lot higher with the picker type varieties, where they have, even under the reduced irrigation, they still have a 25 to 30% probability of being greater than 50. And then if we get to the base irrigation, you have nearly a 70 to 80% probability in that range of being higher. While with the stripper type, you only have 11%. So it's increasing the picker type varieties are increasing the upside for potential of our gross margins a lot more than what we previously had with the stripper type. Looking at the different irrigation scenarios, when we applied the same base level straight across the field, we had the highest gross returns of about $98 per acre. And this was figured using the Stoneville variety for all of those, since it led and would be the preferable choice under this analysis for planting on the field. And then followed by the one where it was split into thirds, and then where we split it into half had the lowest at about $90 per acre. Also looking kind of at the probabilities of under the different irrigation scenarios, when we had the base, it also had the highest average, and then looking at the probabilities, it also had the highest potential for producing greater gross margins, and also had the lowest potential for producing anything below $50 for your gross margin. Kind of in summary to wrap up, our producers' gross margins can be maximized by proper variety selection and management of the irrigation, which could kind of be seen between the stripper and picker type, that by actually increasing it under the stripper type, we weren't helping ourselves, while with the picker type variety, we could apply more water and it was beneficial. That shows the importance to manage irrigation according to the variety and the environmental conditions. And that interaction is also important between the water and variety. Is also important information for the producer to know when they're trying to maximize gross margins. And That concludes, I guess, if there's any questions or... I believe this was done under 40-inch row spacing.